Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
We may slag off our own capital city on a regular basis, but according to my next guest, it is one of Europe's smarter cities when using the Internet of Things all over Dublin. The Dublin Fire Brigade also uses 3D imagery of many key buildings so that if they need to deal with the fire, they know exactly how to do so. Bentley Systems provides some of that 3D information for the Fire Brigade. And Julien Mout is the CTO or Chief Technology Officer with Bentley Systems. Good morning, Julien.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
Remind us what Bentley Systems does.
So we are a software company and we create tools and products for the engineers to better design, construct and operate infrastructure. And by infrastructure, I mean roadways, railways, train stations, power plants, water treatment plants, etc.
So you do 3D models and some of which you provide for the fire brigade here.
So we provide the tools to the engineers so that they can create those 3D models.
Right. Okay. And
they need the engineering accuracy in those models to make the right decisions.
When you say engineering accuracy, you mean it's more than just kind of an exterior 3D building. You're talking about interior and the piping and the ductwork and
exactly
air conditioning.
The insulation, the cabling, everything that you need to know for an engineer to make sure that they are building something that is safe. And that's very important information for the fire brigade as well, because just having a 3D box on the map is not sufficient for them.
Okay, so let's say they get a call out to a significant building. Do they have the 3D model of that significant building as they kind of jump into the fire truck and down the slidey pole and all that stuff? Or at what point do they have that key information?
So they don't have it all today. They've done some prototypes in some key areas already today in partnerships with some industrial sites and to try to understand how they can get that information at the right time with the right level of detail to make the right decisions. But with Ireland moving to a new, what they call a building information mandate, where all the buildings that are publicly funded will have 3D models with that engineering accuracy, then this will be very precious information for a fire brigade to know when they're going to have to intervene somewhere, all of the important details to make sure they can respond timely.
And is that because they need to know if there are chemical or hazardous substances in that building or whether they use some sort of gases that could be dangerous?
It could be that. It could also be if this is a building that has a lot of people in it, like an hospital or a care home, and understanding how to handle those high-risk situations. You need to know what size of ladder you need to take. How is the structure going to be able to withstand the heat if there is a fire? And we have the tools to be able to understand why does it matter from an engineering point of view.
We might laugh here in Dublin if you say that Dublin is a smart city. Is it a smart city?
Well, I think so. So there is a team in the Dublin City Council called Smart Dublin, and they have quite an innovative mindset. They are deploying IoT sensors. IoT is for Internet of Things. They're deploying IoT sensors in the streets to detect if the gullies are obturated. And if there is a risk of flooding the street and then the houses, they have sensors along the Liffey to understand if they need to close the floodgates because the water level is rising very fast. So yes, there is that innovative mindset and desire to make Dublin a smarter city. And I think that's inspiring for us, Dublin citizens.
Yeah. And how is that going to benefit private sector companies? How would your 3D technology and your software, how will that benefit private companies?
Well, we use the term digital twin. So it's a digital replica of an infrastructure or a building. And I think it can benefit everyone because everybody will have a different use case. Mm. Some people will want to be able to understand where is my inventory, what are the expansion plans that I can have with my facilities, or just being able to understand how to operate a building in the best possible conditions. Temperature sensors, your air conditioning, what needs to be changed because it's broken somewhere. You have a lot of critical data that you could access with that digital twin of your facilities.
And so that digital twin could be very helpful going forward when it comes to designing buildings. Julien, thank you so much for joining us. That is Julien Mout, the Chief Technology Officer with Bentley Systems.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.